awaits. They stood silently, unsure of what to say, as walls around them creaked and groaned. Then there was a rattle, a passing sensation of weight, and the room stopped moving.
"Wherever we're headed, keep your ears open," said Vimes. "Something's going on, I can feel it."
The door slid back. Vimes looked out onto the night sky underground. The stars were all around him, below him.
"I think we went down too far," he said.
And then his brain made sense of what his eyes had seen. The moving room had brought them out somewhere on the side of a huge cave. He was looking at 1,000 points of candlelight, spread out on the cavern floor and in other galleries. Now that he could grasp the scale of things, he realised that many of them were moving. The air was full of one huge sound made up of thousands of voices echoed and re-echoed. Occasionally, a shout or a laugh would stand out, but mostly it was just an endless sea of sound beating on the shores of the eardrum.
"I thought you people lived in little mines," said Vimes.
"Well, I thought humans lived in little cottages, sir," said Cheery,
taking a candle from a large rack beside the door and lighting it.
"And then I saw Ankh-Morpork."
There was something recognisable about the way the lights were moving. A whole constellation of them was heading in towards one invisible wall, where reflected light now indicated very faintly the mouth of a large tunnel. In front of it was a row of lights. Think of it as a lot of people heading for something that one row of people was guarding.
"People down here aren't happy," said Vimes. "That looks like a mob to me. Look, you can tell by the way they move."
"Commander Vimes!"
He turned. In the gloom he could make out several dwarfs, each with a candle fixed to his helmet. In front of them was, presumably, another dwarf. He'd seen dwarfs like this in Ankh-Morpork, but always scurrying away. This was a deep down dwarf. The robe it was wearing was made of overlapping leather plates. Instead of the small round iron helmet which Vimes had always thought dwarfs were born with, it had a pointed leather hat with more leather flaps all around it. The one at the front had been tied up to allow the wearer to look out at the world, or at least that part of it that was underground. The general effect was of a mobile cone.
That's me.
"Welcome to Schmelzberg, Your Excellency. I am the King's Jarahakhaga, which in your language you would call..."
But Vimes's lips had been moving fast as he tried to translate.
"Ideas taster," he said.
"Huh?
That would be a way of putting it, yes. My name is Dee. Would you care to follow me? This should not take long."
The figure swept away. One of the other dwarfs prodded Vimes very gently, indicating that he should follow. The sound from far below redoubled. Someone was yelling.
"Is there a problem?" said Vimes, catching up with the fast-moving Dee. "We have no problems."
"Ah, he's already lied to me," thought Vimes. "We're being diplomatic."
Vimes trailed after the dwarf through more caves, or tunnels. It was hard to tell because in the darkness, Vimes could only rely on a sense of the space around him. Occasionally they passed a lighted entrance to another cave or tunnel. Several guards with candles on their helmets stood at each one. The well-honed copper's radar was beeping at him continuously. Something bad was going on. He could smell the tension, the sense of quiet panic. The air was thick with it. Occasionally, other dwarfs scuttled past, distracted on some mission. Something very bad. People didn't know what to do next, so they were trying to do everything. And in the middle of this, important officers had to stop what they were doing because some idiot from some distant city had to hand over a piece of paper. Eventually, a door opened in the darkness. It led into a large, roughly oblong cave that, with its book-lined walls and paper-strewn tables, had the look of an office about it.
"Do be seated, Commander."
A match burst into life. One candle was lit, all lost and alone in the dark.
"We do try to make guests feel welcome," said Dee, scuttling behind his desk.
He pulled off his pointed hat and, to Vimes's amazement, put on a pair of thick smoked glasses.
"You had papers," he said.
Vimes handed them over.
"It says here, His Grace,"
the dwarf said after reading them for a while.
"Yep, that's me."
"And there's a sir."
"That's me too."
"And an excellency."
"'Fraid so."
Vimes narrowed his eyes.
"I was blackboard monitor for a while too."
There was a sound of angry voices from behind a door at the far end of the room.
What does a black...